Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Hey. We are holding on the very bottom of daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. We were up to the comment of Hilchos al Mashicha. That's why I stopped a little bit. That's why I stopped a little bit short. Yeah, we're at the very bottom of daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Today we're going to first discuss a little bit about the notion of Hilchos al Mashicha, paskening in dinim of karbanos, even though they're not nogeya until Mashiach comes and we have a Beis HaMikdash again. And then we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to discuss on Amud Aleph, the status of karbanos of Goyim, which halachos do and do not apply to a Goy can certainly bring a karban. The question is, what about the halachos of Pigul and Nosa and Tame and all the other halachos that relate to karbanos? So the Gemara, do they relate to karbanos of Goyim as well? The Gemara is going to bring a source in the Torah for each of the dinim that are in the Mishnah and some more dinim as well related to karbanos of Goyim. And then the Gemara is going to make a distinction between Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Bedek HaBayis, perhaps, when it comes to the limitations on Karbanos of Goyim. And then we're going to try to attribute a Braisa that distinguishes between a Nachri and Yisrael for Ritzui when the Dam is Nizrak Betuma. That there may be a difference between whether it was a Nachri or Yisrael's Karban, where the Dam was Tamei and it was Nizrak, is there a Ritzui? So we're going to try to find out who's the author of the Braisa that makes that distinction. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to bring Machlokas whether those items that we had already listed in previous Mishnah that are not subject to Pigul because they don't have a Matir. Remember, we said anything that doesn't have a Matir is not subject to Pigul. What about Tuma? What about Nosar? Are they subject to those Isurim? It doesn't say in the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to try to prove that the Isur of Tuma relates even to things that don't have a Matir. And once we know that Pigul only relates to things that do have a Matir, Tuma relates even to things that don't have a matir, what about Nosar? Is Nosar more like Tuma, or is most Nosar more like Pigul? That's going to be the final discussion on the daf. So again, we left off on daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion, but now we're going to bring a psak halacha. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Barvua Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Elazar Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, that we paskin like what Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that if a person is Pigul B'davar Nasa B'chut, it's pigul, but b'davar nasa b'fnim is low pigul. That you have to have both the ma'aser. Remember the last thing we said yesterday, that both the act and the machshava about that you're going to do something has to both be about things that are outside. So the act that you're doing right now while you're having that machshava has to be b'chutz, cannot be ne'echel, and the machshava has to be about something else that's also done b'chutz and that's not done b'fnim. So the Gemara says, yes, that's how we paskin, like Rabbi Elazar Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Rav Yosef comments, Hilchos of the Mashicha, this seems like an unnecessary psak halacha, because this is a halacha that relates to Yimos HaMashiach. So we're not koveya halacha lemaisa on something that's not nogeya b'chlal b'zman hazeh. It's only going to be nogeya b'zman Mashiach. The Mitzvah Eser in the back of the Gemara raises the question that the Gemara is going to bring a sheet on Samach Beis that we're makriven karbonos b'zman hazeh, even b'zman she'ein beis HaMikdash Kayim. So l'chara, there is enough gemina for this to tell me the dinin of karbanos. Why do you say that this is only a hilchos of the Mashicha? So the Mitzvah Eser suggests that based on what Tosfos writes in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that only by Ketores we say this din that you makriv an afal pishein bayis, we understand very well, right? Because that's only a thing by Ketores, but everything else is going to require a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it is hilchos of the Mashicha. But the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Beis HaMechira holds that it's by all karbanos that we say that makriv an afal pishein bayis. So what makes us so sure that it's only a hilchsa l'mashicha? So the Brisker Rav in Stencil writes or suggests that the chatos apnimios are definitely not shaykh b'zman hazeh for a variety of reasons, each one for its own reason. The parko in Mashiach, even in the Bayesheni, they didn't have, because the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden away, so there was no such thing as a kohen Mashiach. There was no Shemen HaMishcha, so certainly we don't have that nowadays. We're not going to be able to have that before we have a Beis HaMikdash. Parom Dov Shel Tzibur is only shaykh, is not shaykh b'zmanenu, because b'zmanenu we're all tameim, and a carbon tzibur that doesn't have a zman kavua is not docha tuma. So that certainly wouldn't be nogeya b'zman hazeh. Par kohen gadol is not going to be shaykh, because minu kohen gadol is only the Sanhedrin shel shuvim be'echad, and you can only have a Sanhedrin shel shuvim be'echad once Mashiach comes. So we're not going to be able to have any of these things. So the Sanhedrin shel shuvim be'echad is probably going to predate the Beis Hamikdash, but it's still going to require something else is going to have to happen first. Unclear exactly how that's going to happen. The Rambam writes in one place in the Perush HaMishnayos in Masech Sanhedrin that could happen as soon as we reinstitute Smicha, and reinstituting Smicha doesn't necessarily require any miraculous or futuristic event. All it takes is all the rabbis in the world to agree to give Smicha to somebody, and then they can reinstitute the Smicha. So that's also somewhat miraculous, right? To get all the rabbis in the world to agree to anything. But that's the and to agree on the person that they're going to give the smicha to. Okay, but that's the suggestion that the Brisker Rav has. That's why dafka bet chatos pnimios. It doesn't matter what you hold about karbonos in general when there's no bias. This is the hilchos of the mashicha. This thing about chatos pnimios. Some of the Abaye says if we don't pass in hilchos of the mashicha lemeata kol shchitas kachim lo listening. Why do we have maseches vachem? What are we doing for the next year and a half as we're going to be going through all of Kachim? So hilchos of the mashicha. It's all hilchos of the mashicha. El drosh v'kabel schar. Now obviously we learn it to be mekabel schar. The limud itself brings us schar, even though it's not nogei lemaisa. So chenami drosh v'kabel schar. So over here also by this psak halach of Rav, it's an element of drosh v'kabel schar. The achronim raised the question: what do you mean drosh v'kabel schar? The mission in the first parak of Avos. Al tiu kavad the mamsham shnas Rav al menas the kabel pras. That's not why you should be darshin to be mekabel schar. So the Karanora explains no, drosh kabel schar doesn't mean drosh so that you can be mekabel schar. It's drosh, and then by the way, you'll be mekabel schar. It's a metzias that you can be mekabel schar. It's not that doesn't mean that that's the motivation of our learning. Our learning should be the shem shemayim, and then memela we're going to be mekabel schar from the learning. But the point is that lahagdil Torah la'adir, we talk about these things even when they're not nogei l'maisa bizman hazeh. So Rav Yosef says back, nahachi kamim lach hilchus halamali. I have no problem with learning these halachos of kachim, but to be koveya halacha, yeah, of course we have to learn kachim. But why do you have to be koveya halacha in something that's obviously a machlokas? If it's not nogei bizman hazeh, you don't need to put your flag in the ground and say that this is it. That you're taking a stand on something that clearly is a machlokas of gedolei olam, and it's not nogei bizman hazeh. When we have to behave a certain way, we have to act a certain way. So yeah, we have no choice but to paskin a halacha. But otherwise, there's nothing motivating us to paskin halacha. Being kovei halacha should only be for things that are nogei lemaisa. Tosos raises a kasha that Rabbi Yochanan says in Menachos Dafnun Beis by machlokas of Yossi ben Dustoy and the Rabbanan that whether chavite kohen gadol is makrif that your makrif komets levon in the shachris komets ben arbayim, or whether your makrif chatzi komets shachris chatzi ben arbayim, and over there there's no nafkamina, it's only a dinli mosam shiach. So Tosos suggests over there a very great chiddush. He says it's only shitas Rav Yosef that we don't paskin hilchos of the mashicha. So any kasha you can have in anybody that's hilchos of the mashicha, you just say they don't hold like Rav Yosef. Meaning Rav Yosef is a das yachid. This notion of hilchos of the mashicha is not correct according to the other amoraim. Then Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Chaim that you can't ask hilchos of the mashicha unless the matter is not nogea. Is only nogeh be Muslim Shiach, and it's only when a person does something that's a maisa iser. In our case, you have a machshavas pigul. So then you say, come on, hilchos of the mashicha. Why do you have to talk about a maisa iser about something that's nogeya la asadavo? But Tosfos doesn't really explain why maisa iser should make a difference. Meaning, what difference does it make whether it's a mitzvah or an iser? So Tosfos Yishonim over there explains because of course we're going to need to paskin because we hope that we're living in Yom HaMashiach, and Mashiach is going to come very soon. So it would be good to have all these halachas pre-paskin. But about a Maisa Isser, we're not going to have to worry about a Maisa Isser so much. Kulam Tzadikim, everyone's going to be Tzadikim, La'asa Davo. So it's such a Davar Sheinu Matzui that you're going to paskin about a Maisa Isser, Machshev Espigul, La'asa Davo. So that's why it wouldn't make sense to paskin. Now, Hilchos of the Mashiach is something that the Rambam clearly paskined. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka has whole sections on Seder Kachim. So when the Perush HaMishnayos and he finishes every Mishnah with halacha k'this or halacha k'that in Kachem as well. So that must be either because the Rambam holds like the Shita of Tosfos that only Rav Yosef has a problem with Hilchos and the Mashiach, but the other Amoraim disagree, or it could be that it's an element of the Neshama Parnas Faseinu. Chavetz Chaim writes in the Kuti Halachos in the Hakdama, why is it so important that we study halachas of Kachim? So Chavetz Chaim holds really be'etzem it's important because we need to be ready. Meaning we daven every day that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt. The Beis Hamikdash can come down, and if you hold like those midrashim, it's come down in Shemayim, it's going to be rebuilt. Then we're not going to know what to do with it. Meaning we have to have the ability to go in there and do something and do the avodah. So he says that really we need to learn halacha l'maisa because we're living in Yimas of Mashiach. But even without that, you have this element of a Mishal Parmas Hoseinu that specifically by Kachim, when we learn about Kachim, we're being mekayim the mitzvos of Kachim. So that's why it's important to discuss these halachas. Lishna achrina amarle. The other lashon is that Rav Yosef said to Abaye, halacha kamina, that my problem is that you're being koveya halacha by something that's not nogeya lemaisa. Why is that different than the first lashon? So the first lashon seemed to be, why would you bother telling me halacha that something that's only nogeya la'asadavo? The second lashon seems to be that the nusach of halacha kid, this is something that makes it sound like, gives the impression that it's nogeya bizman hazeh. So you shouldn't use that expression, halacha kid, one guy or the other, one sheet or the other, because that gives the wrong impression. It gives someone the impression that it's nogeya bizman hazeh. So either way, Rav Yosef was uncomfortable with treating halachas that are only nogeya las and lavo as if they are regular halachas that are still nogeya bizman hazeh. Okay, let's go on. Says the Mishnah. Kachay of the kuchavim ein chayav nalem shum pigal loser v'tamei karbanos that a goy is makriv is makdish to be makriv it cannot be, it's not subject to the yisurim of pigal nosar and tamei v'ashochtan b'chutz and if you shakter outside the azara pot you're not chayav kares like you would be for shchut echutz to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi mechayav. Rabbi Yosi says no, kachay nachrim of the same status as kachay Yisrael. It's not going to be any different than kachay Yisrael. The Pashtus was speaking about a case where a guy is makdish a korban for their own sake. In the Achiezer, in Yardea Simon Mem Hey, he writes that l'chora, there's what to talk about if the Nachri is makdish a korban al menashe yischaper bo Yisrael. Do we look at the mechaper or the mischaper of the korban? Does it have a din of a korban Nachri? Does it have a din of a korban Yisrael? Just like the Gemara has such a suffix in Maseches Tmura on Daf Beis that there ain't else in Tmura. So the Achiezer writes, you can bring a right from Tosfos that it's dafka lenient Tmura that we have such a suffix, but by Pigel, Noser, and Tameh, it's definitely the mischaper that we look at. So if a guy is makdish to be mechaper for Yisrael, then it would have a din of a korban of Yisrael. It would not have a din of a korban of a nachri. So he said it's not subject to these to pigel noser and tameh like a korban of a Yisrael. There is a machlokas achronim if kachay akum are excluded from pigel only with regard to the chiv kares for eating pigel, or also with regard to the psul of pigel. Meaning maybe it's still possible if you have machshav of chutzlas mano. It's just that you're not going to be chayv kares for eating the meat of such a karban. The Tiferes Yisrael writes v'pashtos that kachay akum are not even pasul al yidei machshav es pigel. Whereas Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalid says that no, kachay akum are only excluded from the chiv kares of pigel. They're not excluded from the psul of a pigel. When it comes to nosar, the Minchas Chinuch writes in Kuf Mem Gimel that even though they're not chayv for achilas basar, that's nosar from kachay akum, but the isr shalola hosir applies even to kachay akum, that they're not excluded from. Okay, says the Gemara now. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa that elaborates on these inyanim of kachay akum. Kachay of the chum lo nenin v'lo molin. Allah, we didn't have in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to get anah from them, but if you did, it's not a violation of mi'ila. And then what we said in the Mishnah, ve'ein chayav in aleim, mishum pigul noser v'tameh, and ve'ein osin tamura. If he does tamura, the behema v'nachri, the behema skulin, it doesn't take on the kedusha, the behema skulin does not take on the kedusha of a korban. Ve'ein mevi'in nesachim, of the chavim are not able to bring nesachim as their own independent karban. In Tamura Daf Beis, the girsa is ve'in mevi'in alehem nesachim. But Rashi over there says that that's an incorrect girsa, because certainly a guy is allowed to bring nesachim together with his regular karbanos. It's that they're not allowed to bring nesachim as an independent karban. Aval karbanon ta'un nesachim div Rabbi Shimon. Their karbanos do require nesachim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, roa ani bekulan lahachmir. I think in all these dinim that we mentioned by Kachay Nachrim, that we should be machmir and treat them just like Kachay Yisrael. Shnemer behen la'ashem, because the pasuk that we derive, that from which we derive that Goyim are able to be no der karban, says that Yaakov karban l'cholun reim l'cholun v'osmer she'akrivu la'ashem la'ola. So it sounds like Kachay Nachrim are also Kachay Hashem, just like Karbanos Yisrael are Kachay Hashem. Now, going back to the idea that there's no chiv mi'ila and on getting hana'a from kachin achrim, so Rabbi Shimon says it depends. But medvar mamurim bekachin mizbeach. When do we say that there's no mi'ila by kachin nachrim? That's only by kachin mizbeach. But by kachin bedek abayis, that which is designated to pay for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, there would be mi'ila even if it was hukdash by a nachri. That's the way Rabbi Shimon understands this line. That's the way Rashi understands this line, that it's all going within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. That and Rabbi Yossi would hold that Kachim Mizbeach also has a din of Mi'ila, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Kachim is a Nachri's Kachim is the same as a Yisrael's Kachim. But Rabbi Shimon, who makes the distinction, we're being Mechadish, says Rashi, that distinction is only by Kachim Mizbeach. But by Kachim Bedek Abayis, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that a Nachri's Karban would have the same Mi'ila status as a Yisrael's Karban. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. However, Tosus in Dibra Maskel Dumya understands the Gemara, at least in the second Teretz, understands the Gemara differently than Rashi. He understands that this is what the Gemara is expressing over here is not Shitas Rabbi Shimon, it's Shitas Rabbi Yossi. That according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Mi'ila by Kachay of the Chavim at all, regardless, Kachay Bedek Abayis, Kachay Mizbech, no Mi'ila. Rabbi Yossi is the one that makes the Chilik, that the fact that he argues in Rabbi Shimon and holds that there is Mi'ila by Kachay Akum, that Kachay Akum are like Kachay Yisrael, that's only by Kachay Bedek Abayis, but by Kachay Mizbeach, even he would be moda that there's no Mi'ila by Kachay Akum. And the Raya is going to be, we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to quote this part of the Braisa, and the Gemara is going to quote it together with Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So it makes it sound like it's a portion of Shitas Rabbi Yossi, not a portion of Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara brings the source from Psukim for all of these halachas that we just mentioned in the Braisa relating to Kachay Akum. So lonenin v'lo molin. We said that there's no, you're not allowed to get anah from it, but there's no isra mi'ila. There's no chiv mi'ila. Lonenin is midrabanan. Whenever you have lonenin v'lo molin, the lonenin part is always midrabanan. Rabbanan. If it's not mi'ila, the fact that you're not allowed to get anah is only a din midrabanan. There's no isra anah min haTorah, because the Torah excludes them from pigul nosar v'tameh. They have no kedusha when it comes to these things. So it's mistaver that there's no isra anah. It doesn't have kedusha on the level of the isra anah either. V'lo ma'alin, but there's no mi'ila. How do I know? D'gamra mi'ila chet chet mitruma. Because we learn the gzer shavav chet chet from truma, the betruma ksiv, and by truma, by the parsha of truma, it says bnei Yisrael. So we darshan, yeah, v'lo of the chavim, that it's bnei Yisrael, v'lo of the chavim. So through the gzer shavav, we learn that the dinim of mi'ila are also bnei Yisrael, v'lo of the chavim. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakama in the Mishnah in Maseches Trumas, in the third paragraph of Trumas, holds that a guy's truma is truma, and his meiser is meiser. Their betoras truma when they are toreim mishalahem, when they take from their own produce and give truma, their truma becomes asr lazarim, only a kohen's allowed to have it. Yechayev chomesh if yidu b'shogeg, but Rabbi Shimon poter. According to him, goyim are not included in the dinim of truma. Now nobody holds that goyim are mitzuvah to be mafresh truma. The Rambam points out in Pirush Mishnayos over there that even Tanakam who disagrees would say that a guy's truma is truma, yeah, but he's not mitzuva in truma. It's not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but that it would count, that it would still be truma. But anyway, so we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that Ovdik Chavim are not included in truma, b'nei Yisrov lo Ovdik Chavim, and therefore they're also not included in Me'ila. Ve'im chayav le mishum pigul nosar v'tamei. Kachi Ovdik Chavim are also not subject to the Yisurim of pigul nosar v'tamei. My time, da'asi pigul avon avon mi nosar. Pigul we learn from Gzer Shava from Nosar. Vasi Nosar chilul chilul mi tuma. Nosar we learn from Gzer Shava chilul chilul from tuma. Ubetuma ksiv b'nei Yisrael v'lo avdei chavim. And by tuma it also says b'nei Yisrael and we darshin v'lo avdei kochavim. Ve'inos in tamura. A kache nachri also cannot make tamura. My time, diskish tamura l'maiser behema. Because the pasuk, when it talks about Maiser Behema, compares it to Tamura. It says, V'lo yimrenu v'im hamer yimrenu v'yahu t'murasa yekodesh lo yigael. So there's a link between Maiser Behema and Tamura. U'Maiser Behema is kish l'Maiser Dagan. And Maiser Behema itself, there's a hakish between Maiser Behema and Maiser Dagan. U'b'Maiser Dagan k'siv. And by Maiser Dagan, the pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, v'lo avdei chavim. So that's how we learn from that hakish that Maiser Behema is also B'nei Yisrael, v'lo avdei chavim. And from Maiser Behema to Tamura, that Tamura is also B'nei Yisrael. V'lo avdei chavim says in Marba. Wait, isn't this one of the rules of Kachim? V'chidavra lamid behakish chozum lamid behakish. Don't we have a rule by Kachim that which itself is derived from a hakish cannot be chozer malamid with a hakish? So we hear Maiser Behema is only learned from a hakish to from Maiser Dagan. How could it then turn around and teach through a hakish to Tamura that Tamura shouldn't be nogeya to Goyim? Says Maiser Dagan chulinhu. That's only in the world of Kachim. But the starting point of here is Maiser Dagan. Maiser Dagan is not Kachim. Maiser Dagan is chulin, and that's why you can start the chain from which we can learn a double hekish. Says Gemara, Hanich Leman Yamar Basar Melamed Azlinan. This is a machlokas, whether what defines it as a kachim double hekish or as a chulin double hekish is the starting point or the end point or the midpoint at least. So if you say that we look at the Melamed, the original Melamed, then I understand very well. The original Melamed over here is Maiser Dagan, that is not Kachim, so it's eligible for the double Hekish. Elman Yamar Basar Lamad Azlinan. But if you hold that you look at the Lamad, meaning the first Lamad, the middle one, and if that's Kachim, then it has the status of Kachim, so and it can't be Melamed to a third thing, so then Ma'ika L'Meimar. So how are you going to explain why Maiser Behema, which itself is only learned from Hekish and is definitely Kachim, could be Chozer Malamid about Tamura? How's that possible? Ella Maiser Behema Chova Shein Kavua Lazmanu. Now, the reason we know Maiser Behema is not subject to Tamura is because is not Shaykh to of the Chavim is because it's a Chova Shein Kavua Lazman. The Chova Shein Lazman Kavua Yisrael Maiser of the Chavim Lamaisu. And that's another rule, that any Chova that doesn't have a Zman Kavua is not Nogeya to of the Chavim, and therefore there's only one Hekish. Once we know that, there's just one hakish from Maiser Behema to Tamura, and we know that Tamura is not nogea for Karbanos of Avdik Chavim either. And then the Brisa said, Ve'ein Mavi in the Sachim, that Goyim are also not allowed to bring the Sachim as a Nedava on their own without a Zevach that goes along with it. Their Karbanos do require a Zevach. So the Gemara brings a Brisa that has the source for that din. Tan Rabbanan, Brisa darshins as follows. Pasuk says, when it talks about bringing the Sachim as a separate Karban, Ezrach. Pasuk uses the lashon of Ezrach. Kala Ezrach yasa kachas ele lahakriv isha reach nichoach lashem. So we darshan Ezrach may be nisachim, vein of the chavim may be nisachim. Yes, an Ezrach can bring nisachim, but of the chavim cannot bring nisachim. Yachalote eloso to una nisachim, tamalamar kacha. So you might think his ola doesn't require nisachim to be brought with it. That's why it says kacha, to teach that the chiv of bringing nisachim is because of the karban, and therefore there's no difference whether the one who brings the karban is a Yisrael or a Nachri. If you're bringing a Zevach, Nisachim come along with your Zevach. Amar Yossi Roa ani bekulon lahachmir, that he says, I disagree on all these halachos. I think we treat Katshei Nachum exactly like Katshei Yisrael. We're for all of these halachos. And Rabbi Shimon, who says that we're not moel bekatshei Nachrim, says b'med devarim amurim bekatshei mizbech. That's the way Rashi understands that this b'med devarim amurim, remember, was dafka shitas Rabbi Shimon. This is Tosfos Raya that it's not dafka shitas Rabbi Shimon, because what does the Gemara do over here? Amar Rabbi Yossi Roa ani bekul lahachmir, and then right away b'med devarim amurim bekatshei mizbech, bekatshei bet gavai, so it's going to be different. So that's why Tosfos said that it has to be that it's Rabbi Yossi who makes that chiluk. So my time, why is Rabbi Shimon mechalek? Let's say within Rashi, between Katshei Bedek Abayis and Katshei Mizbeach, as far as Nachrim are concerned. So Kasavar ki gamra mi'ila chet chet mitruma. He holds that when you're going to learn this Gezer Shava from Truma, chet chet, to tell me that they're not shaykh to Katshei Nachrim, dumyu de Truma de Kedisha Kedush Saguf. It only is teaching me about that which has actual Kedusha Saguf, that which is not Betaras Bidyon. So we can only be Mimayid Katshei Mizbeach Shel Nachrim from this Gezerah Shavah, because Katshei Mizbeach has Kedusha Saguf, of Kedusha Bedek Abayis, the Kedusha Damim Lo. But Kedusha Bedek Abayis, which is just monetary Kedusha, you can always be Poda. It's not like Truma at all. So that's not included in the Gezerah Shavah to Truma that excludes Nachrim. So Kedusha Bedek Abayis, Nachrim are included in the dinim of Kedusha Bedek Abayis. Good, now we have another brisa that we can try to figure out who the author of the brisa is. Tana Rabbanan, Dam Shenitma. Let's say you have blood of a carbon became Tameh, Uzrako, and the Kohen was Zorik on the Mizbech anyway. B'shogeg Kurtza. If he did it B'shogeg, the Basar becomes Mutzah B'Achila. The carbon works when they were Zorik the Dam on the Mizbech B'shogeg. B'mezid, but if you did it b'mezid, lo hortza, it doesn't work. V'med dvar mamurim b'yachid. Aval b'tzibur b'mishog b'mezid hortza. That's only when it comes to a yachid. But if it was a b'tzibur, whether it was a mishog or b'mezid, it's going to work. The karban is going to be kasher. The bus is going to be mutar b'achila. Ubav v'chavim b'mishog b'mezid lo hortza. But if it's an ovid chavim, whether it was a mishog, whether it was a b'mezid, the karban is not merutza at all. So amrur avan kamed rav papa. They taught this price in front of Rav Papa, and they said, "Kiman, whose shita in the brisa is this brisa following? De lo Rabbi Yossi, it's not like Rabbi Yossi. De Rabbi Yossi, Amar Bekulani Rolachmir. Rabbi Yossi holds that Katshei Nachrim have the same exact status as Katshei Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no difference whatsoever. So according to him, even a carbon of a Nachri, the din should be that if the blood is Tameh and you're Zorik and Beshogeg, then there is Ritzoy. Why does this price say there's no Ritzoy by a Nachri when the blood is Tameh and you're Zorik and Beshogeg? Must be because this price holds there is a difference between carbon of a Nachri and a carbon of Yisrael against Rabbi Yossi. Some Rav Papa, Afilu Tema, Rabbi Yossi. No, could he even be following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi? And nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi's moda, when it comes to being Zorek Dam Shenitma, that there's a difference between a guy and a Jew. Shiny awesome, Damakra, Lahem. Lahem, Lolov de Chavim. Specifically by Zrikas Dam Shenitma, the Pasuk uses the term Lahem. It says, Vayal Metzach Aram, Ras Aram, Savona Kachem, Ashayak Dishu, Bnei Yisrael, Lechal Manos Kachem, Vayal Mitzchal Tamid, Leratzon, Lahem, Lefnei Hashem. So we say, yeah, it's Leratzon, Lahem, only for the Jewish people, not for Ovdei Chavim. If you're going to make that kind of drasha, that whenever it says lahem or haim, that it means only the Jewish people and not of the chavim, elameata, if you're going to say such a drasha, then what do you do with the pasuk that talks about tuma? It says asher haim makadishim, so achinami haim velo of the chavim. You're going to make the same drasha that the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat betumas aguf, kachim of a Jew, but not kachim of an ovdik chavim. Meaning, according to Yossi, where we should be machmer by kachim of an ovdik chavim, just like kachim Yisrael when it comes to eating betumas aguf. So this brisa can't really be following Rabbi Yossi, because if we were following Rabbi Yossi based on the drasha of lahem, then you'd have to make a similar drasha by haim. Ella amar Yitzchak amar kra. Now you know why he says when it comes to ritzoy tzitz for karbanos haretameh, the pasuk says l'ratzon lahem v'ovdik chavim. It's not the lahem, it's the l'ratzon. That ovdei chavim are not b'nei hatza'a. There's no ritzui l'fnei Hashem for ovdei chavim. That's why even Rabbi Yossi would agree that the Ovdik Chavim, that the carbon of an Ovdik Chavim, where he's Zorik the Dam Betuma, where it's not going to be Meratza. Because there is no Meratza when it comes to an Ovdik Chavim, which is an interesting idea. That to what extent, how far do we go with that? Rashi says that they're not B'nei Hartza'al Ta'akorosh Baruch Hu. He's not Misratza with them. That he never comes to full peace with them, so to speak. The Or Sameach writes that since the Chiyuv of Tefillah, meaning one could ask, so is an Ovdik Chavim included in tefillah? There's no ritzu. You can never be meratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu. So should we say that it's worthless for an Ovid Chavim to pray? In fact, in the Tshuvas Mishnah Alechos, from Menashe Klein has a very strong opinion about this. He was asked whether there's any din of tefillah for a guy. Should we get mixed in? Whether there should be prayer in schools, in public schools? It was a big debate back in the day whether Jews should be involved in that discussion and whether we should push for it, you know, to create a more religious atmosphere in the country. So he says there's no tefillah by Goyim because there's no ritzu by Goyim. That is in stark contrast to the Shita of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that not only is there an inyan of tefillah by Bnei Noach, he says, you know, stam to daven every single day. You can't say that Bnei Noach are mechuyev to daven every day because it's not one of the Shavu mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But it's definitely an inyan for a guy to daven, because why else would we be so proud that based tefillah he karei lechala amim? What it says in the Navi says in Yeshayahu that Beis Hamikdash is a Beis Tefillah Chalam. Why is that a shevach to the Beis Hamikdash if a guy's tefillah is garbage? If a guy's tefillah doesn't mean anything, why would it be a shevach to the Beis Hamikdash that it's a Beis Tefillah Lechala Amim? So clearly, it's valuable that there's a tefillah by a guy. That's what Rav Moshe writes in Shuvah. Then Rav Moshe says, that's only to daven every day. But be'ez tzara, when a person is experiencing a particularly challenging time, a non-Jew is experiencing a very difficult time, and he wants to daven for refuah, for parnasa, chiv daraisa, says Rav Moshe, to daven, because he has a chiv to be mamin ba'Hashem, and there's no such thing as emunah ba'Hashem if you can't communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of the mitzvah of emunah ba'Hashem. I always thought that was a big mussar for our own tefillah, that if a person doesn't daven, so it's a chisaron in emunah. It's not just tam, that davening doesn't interest me, I don't have the patience for davening, I don't have the focus for davening. A person doesn't daven, it's because it's a lack of emunah. It's a fundamental flaw in a person's emunah. That's what Moshe is saying. So a guy is mechuyev in emunah. That's not one of the Shavuot mitzvahs, but he's mechuyev in emunah because it's the basis of all the Shavuot mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam writes, that a guy who does the Shavuot mitzvahs, but he doesn't do it because he believes that Hashem commanded them, he's not mechasidei umas ha'olam. There's a question that was one of the typos that I had in the packet. There's a question, is it Lomi Chasidei Umos Olam Velomi Chachameihem? Or is it Lomi Chasidei Umos Olam Elomi Chachameihem? Is there any Maila whatsoever if he observes the Sheva Mitzvos but not because the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded? But certainly he's supposed to do it because the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded it, so he has to believe in a Ribbono Shel Olam. So obviously a guy is Mechuyev in Emunah, and if he's Mechuyev in Emunah, says Rav Moshe, it follows that he's Mechuyev in Tefillah on a Doraisa level. But the Tefillah Be'is Tzara, at least, on a Doraisa level. That's fundamental to Emunah. Okay, new Mishnah now. So, if you recall, way back a few days ago, on Shabbos, I guess, maybe it was, I don't remember, Shabbos, Friday stuff, we discussed the idea that in order for something to be pigle, it needs to have a matir, right? Otherwise, you're not going to be chayv kares for eating something that itself doesn't have a matir. So now we're going to discuss, okay, that's as far as pigle's concerned, but what about as far as tumah's concerned? So dvarim shein chayv malei mishum pigle, chayv malei mishum noser mishum tameh, that even those things that are not subject to pigle, the komets, the lavona, the ketores, those things that you're not chayiv kares for eating them when they're pigle, you are chayiv mishum noser mishum tameh. If you eat them betuma, if you leave them la'achar zman, chutz min adam, except for dam. Rabbi Shimon mechayiv bedavar shadarkal na'achal, and Rabbi Shimon says you chayiv kares only on those things that are normal to eat. Avala eitzim, v'alvona, v'aketores, that are not royal la'achila, ain chayav aleihem mishum tuma. You're not chayav mishum tuma on those things. Now, it's interesting. The first part of the Mishnah said, mishum tuma, said those things that are ain chayav aleihem mishum pigul, you're chayav aleihem mishum nosar Umishum tuma. Then Rabbi Shimon comes in and he says, anything that's dark on lechel, you're going to be chayiv. Eitzim levonik taras ein chayiv alei mishum tuma. And he leaves out nosar. So it doesn't mention nosar at all. So it could be that he means nosar as well. It means they go together. The whole makar, that dvarim shein chayiv mishum pigel, that you're still chayiv mishum nosar, is from a gzeirah shava, from tuma. So they go together. And that's what the Rambam paskins in the 18th parak of Psulei HaMikdashin, Halacha Chav Dalet, where he writes, v'chein halavona v'aktores v'eitzim ein chayiv alein kares lo mishum pigle, v'lo mishum nosar, v'lo mishum tumas aguf. And the Ravid's only asag over there is why is he paskin like Rabbi Shimon and not like the Chachamim? But the Ravid doesn't have a problem with the fact that he puts nosar and tuma in the same category, even though Rabbi Shimon didn't mention it. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah raises the question that Rabbi Shimon never mentioned nosar, and he says, yeah, but it's obvious that it goes along with tuma. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. They hold Yechayiv mishum achilas nosar v'tameh, even on things that are not royal achila. They darshan from vahabasa, which is an extra word, that it comes to include Eitzim Ulevona. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanan, Yachal lo yu chayavin mishum tuma el al davar sheyesh matirin bein adam bein lemizbech. You might think that you're only chayav for eating kachim b'tuma if it's something that has a matir, whether it's a matir to eat it, for a person to eat it, or it's a matir for achilas mizbeach, v'dinu, and really it's a kal b'chomer. Uma pigul shu b'kviya. Pigul, which is when you eat it, your chayav chatos kavua. It doesn't make a difference ani ashir. It's the same chatos that you have to bring. Ubi yediyah achas. If a person eats pigul b'shogeg, he doesn't have to have a yediyah b'tchila ubasof. He just has to know at the end that it was pigul in order to be chayiv the carbon. He didn't ever have to know previously that it was pigul. V'lo hutar michlalo. And we never find pigul ever becoming mutter. Not b'tzibur, nothing. There are no exceptions. Ain chayavin alav el al davar sheyesh matirin. Even though it has all these chumras, still we're going to make this limitation that it's only going to be subject to pigul if it's something that has a matir, bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach, whether it's a matir for you to eat it or a matir for the mizbeach to eat it. So tuma, which has all these kulas, shiba olaviyoreid, if you're poor, you could bring a lesser karban, ubishte yedios, you're only going to be chayim mishum tuma if you had a yedia b'tchila and basof, vuhutra michlala, and it's hutra b'tzibur. Eino din, all the more so, she'eino chayev el adav sheyesh matirin bein adam bein mizbeach, for sure should also have the limitation that the isra of tumah is only nogea to that which it has a matir to it. So Tamal Omar, that's why I need a pasuk to tell me not that way. The pasuk says, asher heim makdishim li, and the lashon of the pasuk sounds like we're being marba all the muktashim, even those that don't have a matir. So that's the pasuk by tumah. So as far as tumah is concerned, even those things that don't have a matir are included. Yachol miyad. So you might have said that the isra of achilas kodesh is chal right away. So Tamal Omar yikrav. That's why the pasuk says yikrav. So it says Gemara Amar Rabbi Lazar, L'chora, the lashon of Yikrav could be understood that even if a tamei person touches kachim, he's going to be chayiv. V'chiyesh nogeya shu chayiv. But do we ever find such a thing that a tamei person who touches kachim is going to be chayiv kares? Elamat Tamal Omar, what's the pasuk teaching me Yikrav? It's teaching me that it's only talking about Basra Kodesh that already became Ra'oi for Akrava or Ra'oi for Achila. Haketzad. So how could that apply? I mean, what does that mean practically? Yesh l'matirin misha yikruv matirav. If it has a matir that allows it to be eaten, is then matir to be eaten or matir to be hooked on the mizbeach, it's only when the matir is hukrav. Ein lo matirin, mishikdash b'kli. If we're dealing with something that's ein lo matirin, like the minchas kohanim and the sachim that are totally burnt on the mizbeach, you're chayiv for achilas tumah as soon as it's hukdash in a kli shares. So it says more ashkechan tumah. We find the din of achilas kachim betumah. Nosar min alon. How do I know that the isra of achilas nosar also applies to something that doesn't have a matir? I mean, you showed me that the isra of tumah applies even to something that doesn't have a matir. How do I know nosar also does? So asi chilul chilul mitumah. We learn it chilul chilul from tumah. Says Gemara, yeah, but just like you learn chilul chilul from tumah, agzer shav chilul chilul from tumah, v'nelef avon avon mi pigul. You could have just as easily learned avon Avon from Pigel. What makes you compare Nosar more to Tumah than you do to Pigel? In that, Pigel only applies to things that have a Matir. Tumah applies even to things that don't have a Matir. Nosar, we're not sure. So what makes you compare Nosar more to Tumah? So Mestavra mitumah le milf. And you know what? It's more Mestavra that it's compared to Tumah. Shekin Gezel Simen. Because it's something that applies to the guf of the carbon. It's Bizrika. Nosar and Tumah, there's no Zrika that causes the psul as opposed to Pigel. It's Bishas Zrika Sadam that the psul is finalized. And by Chilul, the lamed of Gezel is Chilul, because there are two lameds in the word Chilul, even though it starts with a Ches. That by Nosar and Tumah, there's a Lashon of Chilul. By Pigel, there's no Lashon of Chilul. So says Gemara, yeah, but Adrabba, mi Pigel avale lemelef, Shekein, Hutar, Tzitz, Tor, Bizman, Karav. It has these five things in common with Pigel, that it's Hutar, that there's no Yotze min HaKlal by Tzibur. You know, there's no, only Tumah has such a din of Hutra b'Tzibur. And there's a din of Tzitz by Nosar and Pigel. The Ritzoy Tzitz doesn't do anything like it does by Tumah. And Parsha of Pigel and Nosar is said by Tahorim. And Nosar and Pigel are both Shaykh to Zman, as opposed to Tumah, which has nothing about Zman. It has nothing to do with time. But Nosar means actually leaving it beyond its time. Pigel is thinking about leaving it beyond its time, so it's both Zman related. And Karav, by Nosar and Pigel, it's something that itself is Hukrav, as opposed to Tumah, which the psul is in the Makriv, not in that which is Hukrav, Vahani Nefishan. And if anything, there are more comparisons to Pigel than there are to Tumah. So you would think that you look at Pigel as the model. El Meditani Levi, Ditani Levi, Minayin Shaf Psul, Zman HaKos Medaber, Tavalomar, Lo Yichalu, Es Shem Kachi Asher, Hem Aktishim Li, Ani Hashem, Bishnei Chilun HaKos Medaber, Echaz Psul, Osav, Echaz Psul Tumah. There's a Rebo in the Pasuk to tell me both the Psul of Nosar and the Psul of Tumah, I even apply to things that do not have a Matir. Okay,